our full heritage and culture, or 9,900 books towards wisdom and world peace. Humanity's greatest thoughts, ideas, and its development is stored in books that nobody reads. Nobody even understands that books are meant to be narrated in paper form. They are exactly like sheet music. Just like music, books are meant to be heard, not passed around on paper. Alas, you will never know your author unless you truly, fully understand their voice. Now, this can mean narrators, but it should mean actual authors reading their own works, so that you can hear their feelings, their emotions, their soul. We don't connect together through paper. We need the je ne sais quoi to come along with the book, along with the content. It's necessary. It's not optional. And due to our uniqueness, our natural pace and existing knowledge and predispositions, there cannot be a preset standardized book path. Such a thing cannot exist. Standardized education is a stupid idea. A library is like a buffet. If someone tells you to stick to hot dogs and have some jello before you leave, you will never return. Standardized paths are a betrayal. The world is in a lot of trouble because human development has ceased. Probably largely due to the fear and toxicity coming off of poverty that influenced us getting at the highest of heights that were reached by the previous generations. We're not doing that. In return, we are not growing. We're just rotating in circles. To inherit the wisdom stored in a book requires either distress, which will be swiftly converted to relief, as from time to time we do lose ourselves in the beautiful stories and incredible adventures, and that's okay. Or it requires existing adventure and serenity, which is so hard to come by that it requires that we take to walking the Appalachian Trail. Not once, not for 2 weeks, not for 3 months, and I'm done and never doing it again. But every year, for the rest of our lives, new book in hand. It's very important. Getting out there or to some equivalent trail may take many months, often many tries, maybe sometimes years. And of course, facing poverty and all our fears and every ache and hunger. Yeah. Pushing the play button goes a long way, but to fully inherit from 100 or more books, we must challenge ourselves in our own lives. We have to give something to get something. We have to stop being played like piano keys. In any compromise between good and evil, it is only evil that can profit. This has held true forever and a half. It is up to us to make the world a better place. No one else will do it. And the way that is achieved is by growing inside out to no end, by growing all the way up until every human being becomes a great being. There are no shortcuts here, never were. Just ask your elder self. Ask them what their regrets are. Close your eyes, relax, listen to some music, find your happy place, and imagine yourself well into your golden age. And ask them what their regrets are. You'll get the right answer. You are more than connected with that being. It is your future as you are walking right now. It is beautiful. And it is a source of great power and great wisdom and great poetry. Does your elder self ask you not to read books, not to grow all the way up? Do they want you to stay within the limits that you were born into, replicating the same old mistakes? No. Everyone wants you to grow. We all want each other to grow as far as possible. It's what makes us beautiful. It's what makes us so precious. It's what makes life worth living. It's what makes us realize that heaven is now, not later. That's a terrible lie. We must each exit whatever dumb-ass short-sightedness, lying, toxic manipulations, and madness we were placed into. We have to rise and rise. You know, everyone knows, that one of the big deals, that one of the things that we must do is to grow up. Growing up doesn't come automatically. That's just aging. Growing up is a great challenge. And in great strength and dignity, we must take to great adventure and make room for great books, great ideas, and yes, great challenges. Finally, Daniel Dennett asked the correct question. I'm not surprised.
If brains are computers, who designs the software?
We do. We design the software.
We're supposed to get it from the best books.
But instead, we inherit it from whatever culture we are born into. That's just a tiny slice of what we are supposed to be doing. But lack of wisdom and knowledge has been with us for so long that all the cultures have forgotten to place emphasis on our greatest and best and wisest ideas. We have forgotten to leave bad ideas behind. And they are weighing humanity down, slowing us down. Oh, yeah. Listen,
Our culture, our heritage, and humanity's future is not in the soup of random behaviors and mixed observations that we grow up with. No. It is in the world's most powerful and meaningful books, books that help us inherit wisdom, that makes the world a wiser and more peaceful place. It is in the world's most powerful and meaningful books, books that help us inherit life-changing knowledge, that in turn makes the world a wise and peaceful place for all. The books held in highest esteem by all the world's leading intellectuals and great and clear thinkers are the only road into the future. They are the only direction in which humanity will find unity and peace and safety and wisdom. Find your first 100 life-changing books. It may take as little as 100 days to listen to them the first time around. You will recognize them by loving each and every second that you listen to them. And then inherit from 9,900 more, just to be sure that you found all the good ones.